Paul, it must have given everybody a lift to see Kane Vincent Young a bit more involved these past few days.
Well, he's doing great. He's not too far away from him, I think, now. So, see how he does the rest of today and then the rest of the week. And then we judge him from there. But he's doing really, really well.
So what could it be? The next 2 or 3 weeks? That will excite supporters.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, listen, the lad might put himself forward really quickly. But you can't just expect him to start the way he was playing for us, because he's been out for a right few months. But he's fitness-wise, he's getting there.
How's Danny Rowe progressing at the moment?
He's doing really well as well, Danny. We'll see how he's doing, but he's maybe a couple of weeks behind Kane, but he's doing really well.
Anything else, or everyone else okay at the minute?
No, well, James Norwood's going for a little walk this morning, and he'll be out for a few weeks, but we'll be back before the end of the season. So we have to get the groin sorted out. That's hopefully what will happen this morning.
That's a real setback, isn't it?
For him himself, 100%. We have to get the ball now. It's unfair. I'm trying to keep playing through things. He's got to go and get it sorted.
Has he really been struggling with that play, Dan?
I think that's played a major part in him of the way he's been the last few weeks. So I think it's only right that everybody came to a decision thinking, well, it's beneficial if he goes and gets it done.
Was it in your mind to maybe wait until the summer for that, but you just brought it forward? Was it one of those ones?
I think so, Bryn. I think this, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. Do you get him back for the last 6 weeks or so of the season fully fit and then go from there, or do you keep putting him at risk or hinder it where he's not getting any better or his performances are dipping and things like that? So we thought it was best for everybody if you went and got it done, especially for James himself.
Can you recall anyone? I don't know if the likes of Jordan Roberts or Ben Fulami could come back. You've got Ben Morris, I guess, could step up.
Yeah, no, but I've got Bishop back, I've got Sears back, Keenan Jackson, so I've got still got a lot of attacking options on that front.
Has Andre at the moment? He's not been involved of late. Did he regret not going out on loan, that kind of thing?
No, Andre's all right. He trains brilliant, really does. He trains really, really well. Great enthusiasm for the game. He's just, once you're in there, you've got to try and stay in the side. So I know he'll be frustrated because he's a footballer and a really good one at that, but he's got to battle his way to get in the side, and that's football. You have to battle with your teammate to get in the side. But he's alright because he trains really well.
Just a bit more on Teddy, playing in a more advanced role, is that what you think he can kind of join in as part of a front two or just off a front two?
I don't think he's a centre forward. I think he's probably a more attacking midfielder or a 10, if you want to call it that. I think when he came on Saturday, he gives you something different. Even at Tranmere, he gives you something different with it, and then we lose him. As I said, the secret to Bishop, I think, is being fit. That's a secret to him. If he does that, then he's got a really, really big career in front of him.
And the standard was really set last week against Burson, wasn't it? It's just a case of repeating it, more of the same place.
If we can go and do that again, great. And if we can go and play the way we can, then we're in good spirits, we're in good form when we go in. And as I said, the home form will be the key. And if we get that right, then let's see what happens.
And consistency is the key of any good side, isn't it? Doing it week in, week out, more often than not.
Well, that's it. And we started unbelievably consistent, came away from it, then got it back to extent and lost it again. And hopefully last Saturday is going to be the key to it. So we're only 5 points off it, and dear, oh dear, there's a hell of a lot of points to go.
What do you think it was that clicked last Saturday for you?
Do you know what? I was never under any real stress, because the guys had played well at Wimbledon, played really well at Sunderland in the first half. I thought we should have got up. Peterborough and Rotherham didn't turn up. Other than that, it wasn't too far away. It was just a matter of the goals. That was all it was.
How pleased have you been with Will Keane? More often than not, the last few weeks, it's been Will Keane plus one other up front.
He's been excellent. His touch, his movement, the work rate. I think he's been absolutely excellent. And I think he's playing somebody that knows he's playing with confidence. I think that's the great thing about Keane at the minute.
The lad himself probably feel he needs a goal, though, as a striker.
He does, but I tell you what, if one comes into that box and it falls to him, you actually think, this is a goal, this. You know, that's how confident I am with him. That the boy gets a chance, he'll definitely score.
You've always been a fan of him for a number of seasons. Now, do you think his best is still to come?
Oh, without a doubt. I said before that the big thing about Will Keane was his injuries. That was the thing. But football wise, talent wise, there's a massive player in there. He's got a great touch, great with the ball. So again, if you can keep him fit, then definitely got a player in your hands.
This could be a real springboard for him in his career, couldn't it, this move to Ipswich Town?
It could be. As I say, that he's playing the games now, he doesn't feel really any fatigue or any soreness as such, and performance wise level at the moment he's playing really, really well.
You mentioned just being 5 points off the top. Do you think there are seven or eight teams in the hunt for automatic promotion, that many still involved?
I'm pretty sure everybody thinks that, you know. 5 points is, it's nothing really, so many games and twists and turns still to go, so yeah, if you can hold your nerve, see where it goes.
Good move for Chris Hogg this week, one of your coaches moved on to Newcastle. Have you been impressed with him the last 16 months or so?
Hogg has done well. I think he's got a good way about him, good guy, Pascal's new, he's been here, I think he's been a number of years now, hasn't he? So yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think he's from that way, isn't he? He's from the
northeast, that's right, yeah.
So going back home, these sort of things, so general league team as well, so yeah, good luck to him with his career.
I guess the club is about developing coaches as well as players here at Playford Road, isn't it?
Yeah, but you just don't want to become that all the time, you know. You just don't want to become somebody else's breeding ground, really. So yeah, it's okay to an extent that, but there's got to become a point where the club becomes you can't move, you know.
And on young coaches, how impressed have you been with Matt Gill working alongside him in your time here?
Don't like him. I don't like the guy, you know. He's just killing time. I'd say before that Gilly's been great. And I'll tell you what, I've worked with unbelievable players. Played with great players. And when I released Gilly, I'll say when I released Gilly from Norwich, it's the hardest one I've ever done. It was let a player go. And if I could have gave somebody a 10-year contract just for hanging around a place or banter or partner, it would have been him. And it was honestly really, really tough, and I wouldn't want to go through that again, because I absolutely detested letting him go, and just because of his personality. And I think what he has done here, I think he's hopefully he's got a big career in front of him.
In the game at Oxford just last month, that was a hard-earned point for you on the night, wasn't it, all things considered?
It was, but I thought we played well. I thought we played well. In the conditions, we never really let the conditions bother us. We played well. I thought we should have had a penalty in that game. I think we've been unlucky with certain aspects. I thought we should have had a few penalties this season, more than we've had. But that one, I thought, should have been, and we never got it. But I thought we played a good game.
I guess it was hard to judge Oxford. I think Carl Robinson said something similar about Ipswich Town, given the conditions that night. Yeah.
The pitch was alright. Once the guys came on and forked it, it was. I thought it was okay. I thought there was a wind that spoiled the game. And the two teams, you've got to overcome that. You can't make the weather an excuse. It. That's what happens. You've got to go and try and play.
And important to take 3 points off them as well. It's that cliched 6-pointer, isn't it? In terms of knocking them back in their hunt for the top six.
That's it. Go and try and win it. But we're at home. Well, I've got total respect for Oxford and the players and the team. No problem. But we have to focus on what we're doing.
Lovely.
All right.
Thank you. That's true. Luke Garber, all right, Paul, after his coming back last weekend, has he come through that?
Yeah, right? Yeah, very good. He's no problem. Why is this thing right in front of you?
I don't know. George, shall I move here?
This is going really well.
This is right. Well.
He's done really well. I knew Ring Rusty would come, but I thought the second half he'd done really well. So it's a bonus having him back, because he's been really, really good for us.
Yeah, good. And Teddy Bishop, we talked about him. I have to just check that he's okay because of the setbacks he has. If physically he came through.
Yeah.
Through that,
right? Yeah, he did. He's trained all week, so big, massive plus. That one coming back.
Yeah, and Kane, is he training with the first team? What's he doing? Just stuff on his own?
Yeah, he's out in the grass, doing work out there, but he's no way us at the minute. Hopefully next week we'll see where he ends up.
We talked about next week. Is there any chance of, is it Blackpool the game after this? Is it that soon, or not ruling that out?
No, I'll have a chat with him, see where he feels he's at. And, but we speak to him most days anyway and ask him how he's feeling. So in this moment, his opinion, he says he feels in a good place.
And Oxford had a little run without wins, but 5-0 in midweek. Mm. I don't know, have you watched the whole of that game? Or what did you make of them on Tuesday night?
Oh, Whitburn wouldn't have had a hard few games. He does, and then I think they'd draw them, and they had to go again. That's that's tough. And to do that, it's a bit of a different game. Oxford is a different game for Oxford v Wimbledon, or Ipswich v Oxford is a different, totally different game. So I think they'll know that themselves. We're at home and we're going to everything we can't even.
They seem to have quite a lot of threat down the flanks with Holland and Henry seem to be at the four in midweek. Given that you changed to sort of four at the back at half time, is that something sort of tactically that's in your mind going into this one? Their threats down the flanks?
Yeah, but as I said before, we have to impose our game as well. We have to play our way. We try and cause them problems as well. If we go there and think, well, we need to nullify that and just worry about them and deflect for our game plan, I know we will play, I know the system will play. We're going to try and play the way we can, and if we do that, then we've got a good chance of winning.
And Brennan was just talking about the six-pointer stuff. I know you've always said nothing is won in November, December, January, etc., but we are at the stage of the season now. I mean, looking at it, you're 4 points above Oxford. That could be the difference between a seven-point gap or a one-point gap.
Yeah.
So we are getting to sort of the make or break stage of the season now, aren't we?
Hey, you're getting there, but you're still ahead a lot of games. There's 5 points for the top. I'm pretty sure everybody would think nobody's running away with this, you know. And that's the same. You have to hunt what's above you, and that's what we'll continue to do. We'll just hunt what's above us, and if we can do that, then let's see what it takes. But look, as I said before, the home form is going to be the key. That's what's going to be the key. We need everybody, as I said, everybody at the stadium right behind it. And let's see where it goes.
Other teams have got games in hand. How do you view that? Because sometimes people think it's better to have played your games and have your points on the board. Can you view that sort of in a good way? Or
do you know what? I don't get caught up in that.
No.
What's going to happen is going to happen. I always concentrate on my own team, own club. I don't worry about anything else. And you take care of your own job. Nothing else really matters. There's no point in saying, "Oh, they're going to help us," or "They're going to help us," or. That's not what football's about. Football's about doing your own job. Do your own job, you've got a big chance.
Yeah. And what about this day out at escape rooms this week that we saw about? Was that fun? That a bit of team bonding that you did?
Yeah, we tried to get guys not to come back out. So there's one or two in this morning, so hopefully they're still in there. No, it was just that's what it was, just a bit of fun. And the guys, you find out the brainy guys, you find out the guys that are not so quite, which is a few of them, which is quite
and Shane.
Yeah, no, like you, what, like, well, you probably know who they are, so no, the guys have been good. It's something different for them, and it does give you, it breaks things up. But they were good. The people at the place were good as well.
Yeah, how did your team fare? Who were you with? I
was quite fortunate. I had Cole's was good. I had Adam the chef, who's incredibly who else was on my team? Jackson was a brilliant person. He is the person that gave you the clues. He was brilliant at that. Flynn Downs was George McFly of Back to the Future. He was Flynn was terrible. Who else did I have in there? Adam, Flynn, Miles Kenlock, dear. There wasn't too much. There wasn't too much. Marcel and Cole were brilliant. That's all right. Marcel, without schools, I think we'd all still be in there. But I was keeping my wit to myself. Let them guys do it. But it was really good. It was good. It was good fun.
Good stuff.
All right.
Best of luck.
Thanks.
Josh L caught a lot of people's eye.
Who?
Josh L.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of fans sort of picked him out as how well he did in his first home start, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He must have been very pleased with how he's done.
Yeah, it was really unfortunate when he fractured his cheekbone. And the team was on a good run when he came in. And it was just about biding his time with it. Left foot, strong, aggressive, very good last week.
And you had a rare midweek. In this division, it's not often you get a midweek to actually work with the lads on the training field. Is that giving you a bit of a chance to work on different things that you perhaps haven't had a lot of this season?
It does to an extent, but the guys know how we play and how we work now. As well, they need some teams recovery, rest, break, whatever you want to call it, because it's a hell of a long, long season. So it's not just always about training. It's a mindset thing. What days you got off and things like that. So, but the guys are in good, they're in good spirits. There's never a time I come and think the place is really, really low.
In terms of the game tomorrow, two teams that like to pass the ball, from a kind of a view of it as a spectacle, it should be a good game to watch.
Yeah, hopefully we get a result. It's a tough game, but we're playing well, and that's I'm looking forward to the game, the atmosphere. As I say, we need everybody at the stadium to drive us on, and if we do that, we've got a really good chance.
And Oxford, although they're a few points behind us, we'll still feel that they've got a chance at the top two, haven't they?
I think a lot of teams will, Phil. I think a lot of teams, the top teams at the minute in the league, will be looking over their shoulder as well. 5 points is to us, that's just to us. It's not enough.
And the pressure at the top will grow the nearer we get to the end of the season, won't it?
Yeah, it's different nerves that you've got to be what you hold. So, but that's if you caught up in that and you whatever, it will weigh heavy on you. But if you just focus on the next game, and let's see what's going to go.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
All right.
See you later.
Thanks, Paul.